75 degrees in Kalamazoo currently. It is 4:08. It is a Friday afternoon. See, I'm saying everything that's obvious right now. You know, thanks, it's Friday. I didn't know that. In fact, we need to take a little time just to enjoy it. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Freedom is coming in less than an hour. Well, not for you, but, you know.
Sorry, I got an extra hour after that.
You got a little bit of extra, and you're probably, you know, running and working this weekend anyway. So, figured. Okay. But it's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, hour number two, and we are going to be chatting with you in just a minute or two about an interesting minimum wage proposal. We'll talk a little bit about it. Reminder to you, we have tickets, and this is not for a movie that's even coming out this week. No, we're planning ahead. Because I want you to not only have a good weekend this weekend, and I know you're going to be watching the draft anyway, but you might want to watch a sports movie to ease the pain next weekend. So how about this? It's Million Dollar Arm. It's that new Disney movie that's about baseball. Couple of tickets, and no, I'm not giving them away right now. See, I saw that expectant look. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
You're not ready.
No, I am. I really am.
No, you're not ready. You're not ready.
Oh, well, no, I'm not ready, I guess.
Okay. Suddenly he's convinced. Anyway, we're going to give those tickets away here a little bit later. So make sure you hang out for that because, you know, we want you to be able to see this movie. And it looks like it's going to be a good old good one. I've seen the preview for this one several times.
Can I drop a hint on what the trivia question will be based on?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Just so everybody knows, it's going to be about the 1968 Detroit Tigers team.
Okay.
So do your research.
There you go. You can surf the web early. I figured you were just going to say, it's about baseball. Thanks for narrowing it down.
That's very specific.
All right. So 68 Tigers. You got to get to know that a little bit. So check it out while you listen to us chat about the minimum wage. Now, we have talked about the ballot initiative that this group is trying to put together. They're out trying to get the signatures. They need to collect, this is according to the Detroit News, they need to collect more than 258,088 voter signatures to get this proposal on the ballot. We've talked about that. We've talked about what minimum wage will do if it's raised to $10.10 an hour, which is what they're shooting for. Now, there was legislation that was introduced yesterday in the state Senate. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville introduced a legislation that would provide for a small increase in the state's minimum wage, would go up to $8.15 per hour. Now, the interesting thing about this, you would think on the surface, okay, for those that want a minimum wage increase, they at least ought to be cheered with the idea that the legislature's stepping up and taking aim at the problem and saying, all right, we're going to do something here to help out. But no, they're not happy. And here's a couple of reasons why. Apparently what this legislation does is it would repeal the 50-year-old minimum wage law and replace it with a brand new one. Now, the ballot initiative is designed to add on to the 50-year-old minimum wage law. So as you can imagine, if that law is no more, the ballot initiative really can't do anything. You know, because it's designed to work within the system and attach to a current law. So, and I think you can see this warming up. I mean, the idea that, all right, well, you know, it's a higher minimum wage, which, you know, I think at 8:15, you can talk about it. I think that's reasonable. That's fair. But 10:10 is what they've talked about, and that would end up being for all minimum wage employees, including those that survive on tips. They would also receive 10:10 an hour plus the tips that they got. Now, there have been people that have said that they want an increase in the minimum wage. And nevertheless, they've jumped out and said, this is not the way to do it. Some have said, you know, it's designed to do away with the ballot initiative. And there are others that are saying, not enough. Not enough. They're playing politics with people's lives. Now, we've talked about it around here. And if you've listened at any length, you know that we've gone over the numbers. We've looked at who makes minimum wage. And let me tell you, it is not breadwinners. By and large, it is not people that are trying to raise a family while making $7.40 an hour. It's just not done. Read an opinion piece today, and this was in Salon, I believe. It was a woman who was complaining because the president is visiting a Walmart to tout the initiatives for clean energy that they do with Walmart. Problem, though, is that labor officials are a little upset because of Walmart paying people tends to be lower wages. Now, the opinion piece in question was one that was written by someone who works for Walmart and was complaining about what a low salary they make. Now, here's the thing. Can they not go look for jobs where they'd make a little more money?
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, you know, they're out there. And can they not go to their boss and say, okay, I've been doing a pretty good job. I think it might be time to take a look at this again and see if I don't deserve a raise.
Yeah, go to them and say, I've been doing this, and this mm-hmm. for you, and you gave me that responsibility as well. I think I deserve a raise.
Yeah,
could we talk about that?
Lay it out there, you know. And, you know, maybe they'll say no, but you ask for it. You do whatever it is you can do to make your life better. Now, the idea that, well, we're going to make our life better by forcing a minimum wage increase on everyone, which restaurant owners have said it's going to mean that some of us are going to have to close. Others are going to have to, you know, lay people off. They're not going to be able to employ as many people. This is what people who are in small business already know that they're going to face. But, and there was someone that was as part of the Raise Michigan campaign and said that conservatives are running scared and this is a last-ditch effort to cheat Michigan workers out of a living wage. But once again, minimum wage is not something for someone trying to make a living wage. There are not that many people who are doing it. The percentage of people in America that make minimum wage, that are over the age of 25, these would be the breadwinner type of people, is so low, it's unbelievable. And here we are talking about it again. Now, I think this is interesting, because this particular legislation that was introduced, as far as I know, it's an immediate bump. Like, we're doing it right now. Now, there was another one put together that this was Senator Rick Jones that put one together that said required minimum would go up to $8.15 an hour by December 1st. But for those that are wanting the $10.10 an hour, I mean, they're saying, not enough. We need this. We need this. And on the surface, it sounds nice to make more money. But you've got to look at the cause and effect here. If you decide, all right, well, we're going to bump it up. I mean, you know, you bump it to $8.15, that's just the cost of doing business. And you'll see your costs rise a little bit here and there. But all in all, I don't think you'll see layoffs. I don't think you'll see limitations of hours. I don't think you'll see businesses closing. $10.10 an hour, businesses will close. And small business is one of the engines of job creation in this country, probably the biggest one that's out there. And this is the sort of thing that would hit small businesses disproportionately. I mean, it's the whole idea of, and in this piece in Salon that I read, the woman talks about, well, you know, Walmart makes all this profit. And I hate to tell her, I hate to break it to her, but Walmart's not giving up the profit because they're owned by stockholders, and stockholders demand at least a little profit out of the company. If they're not making profit, guess what? The CEO and all the people in charge have got to go. So if those costs go up, then either there's going to be less workers, a possibility, or there's going to be higher prices on things. Now ask yourself, if you go into one of these big box stores, and it's not just Walmart, but just throw any discount store's name in there, Kmart, Target, Walmart, whatever. Throw it in there. How many registers do they have and how many of them are actually open at any given moment?
usually about 30 or so, and about three of them are open.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, you've got all these registers, and they have them basically for Black Friday. That's about it, you know. Other than that, they sit there. I kind of wonder if it's just, with some of them, it's a way to keep people from running out the door.
Yeah. You know? Make them stand in line and look at the candy and buy that, or a magazine, mm-hmm, or some mm-hmm. other little item they have up there.
Now, there are some stores, and, you know, I've lived in other places, and this one in particular, this one place where I lived, I would shop a certain discount store. It was not Walmart. I will not reveal who it was. But when you walked in there, if you got in a line and it was more than three deep, they opened another one, and I appreciated that. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me this. You raise the minimum wage. How many registers are going to be running, and how many are going to be closed? Already, you're dealing with the three are open, and the rest are closed. What happens at that point? One? Maybe two? And you run into the manager running one, you know?
Yeah, don't go into Walmart at 6 p.m. at night. It's chaos.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's another issue, and it's the whole simple idea of cause and effect. And most of us were taught it in elementary school. This causes that to happen. If you're going to do this, then this other thing will automatically happen, because nothing happens in a vacuum. And we know that. And for anybody that's going to say, well, minimum wage, well, they could just take it out of their profit margin. They're not going to do that. They will not. Now, we'd love to chat with you about it. 382-4280, if you'd like to be a part of the program and you're local. If you are not local, if you're just outside the local calling area, how about giving us a call at 877-382-4280? You can chat with us that way. Or if you'd much rather text us, some people like to do that. We do have regular texters that text into the program, and you can do that by texting us at 80373. You share your comments and insights, and you could be a part of the program that way. We do share them from time to time. Now, when I look at this legislation that was introduced by the Senate Majority Leader, I'm at least a little intrigued. The idea of, okay, they want to raise minimum wage. It makes sense to take a look at it and see if we can't do a little something. But here's the thing. It's not a living wage. Now, I think there are two things that need to be done with this. First of all, if you're going to raise the minimum wage, go ahead and raise it to this $8.15, set that in there, but then index it.
Absolutely.
Index it so that we can get done with this nonsense.
And we're not talking about it another, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road.
Because that's what happens, exactly. 3 years from now, we'll be talking about it again because, well, you know what? And if we manage to get to 10-10, 10-10's not enough. We need it to be 15 an hour. You know you're going to hear it. It will happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can mark it because it's happened how many times over and over and over again?
Too many to count.
Pretty much, yeah. Let's head to the phones here and chat with George, who's on the line from Dowling. Hi, George. Welcome to the program.
You just stole part of my thunder, talking about once we get it to 10-10, then 15 is the target.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that, but that's not the main reason I called. The main reason is I told your screener there, that Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's a very personable guy.
He really is.
And intelligent, too. I can tell that. And he, I told him that I can use the self-scan at Myers or Walmart or any of these places, and we will see probably 80% more of those go in. There'll be one or two cashier registers with people standing by it at the 10-10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the people that would have been cashiers at those other places will all have all the time in the world to go down the road to the welfare office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that.
Well,
I'm not going to pay $4 for a Big Mac, you know, or a quarter pounder or whatever it is, a dollar or two more than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy that many, so I don't know what they cost now, but say $3 for the french fries, for a small french fries, because some guy back there lifting a basket out of a deep fryer wants 10-10 instead of 7.25.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go find a job where he's qualified or get some training and earn $30 an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Become a big boy.
And, you know, those jobs, they're out there. You do have to be trained for stuff, but, you know, I think the interesting thing is, you know, there's vocational training and that sort of thing when you're still in high school. There's certain things you can do that are relatively inexpensive to be able to get trained.
one problem with the schools, and I don't know if it's coming down from Snyder's office or what, but they're promoting everybody go to college, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't that many jobs for educated idiots out there, and they need to have more of the vocational and the skill trades training, as you said, where they can come out of a two-year program at a vocational school there in Kalamazoo or the K-RESA program or the community college and go out and get a job at $30 an hour as a plumber.
Sure.
And that's a heck of a lot better than $10.10, unless they can't think about that.
Oh, definitely. And there's always a demand for plumbers, let's face it.
And you know what I've found? I've heard a lot of the people in my church and other areas, the young people talking, that promoting this $10.10, they don't even have jobs now, so what the hob?
Oh, I hear you.
It isn't like they're going to get a raise.
Well,
they probably won't get a job.
Somebody will somewhere, I suppose. But
until the prices go up and the people start backpedaling and decide I can flip my own burger at home for $1.50.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
You know, I just think that it's a hot political topic, and the politicians seem to be playing right along with it instead of saying we're not going to wreck our economy over this.
I got to go, George. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
-75 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO, and this portion of the Jeremy Lawrence Show brought to you by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house. You know, it happens every single Saturday from 10 to 2. Check it out for yourself. Very interesting. We were having a discussion about minimum wage, and you know, people have been calling and they've been texting, and we've had somebody who texted in and said, in reference to a caller who talked about the self-checkouts, and they said, I refuse to use self-checkouts just to try and keep people working. To which I say, hats off to you. Good for you. I can't say the same thing myself because I'm usually in a hurry when I go in one of those places, and those are a little faster.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm in the same boat when I went shopping at places with self-checkouts. That's where I usually go. Same thing. I'm in a hurry.
Well, and, you know, there's the other part is I'm a guy, and particularly if you've got a self-checkout with a little gun thing that, you know, you can do this. It's like, man, I'm in heaven. Beep, 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 beep. You know, it's just so fast.
I know how to do this.
But you know what? My hat's off to you because I should be that way, and I'm not. So we're going to keep talking about it with you. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. The Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. This portion of the program is brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on the show. It is a Friday. Got about 20 minutes to go here before, you know, before the horn goes off and the weekend begins officially. For some people, it's already begun, you know, with traffic and various things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Before we continue on, though, with the program, with our discussion about minimum wage, we do want to take a brief timeout. This is not necessarily for traffic, although it will impact traffic, but we will head on over to Michael for that.
Yes, this tip just coming in from a texter a couple of minutes ago. The city of Coldwater is reportedly without power, so if you're going through there, treat all the stoplights like they're four-way stops because they will not be functioning.
That's a good tip there as you head through there. Just I can't really add much to that.
Don't go blazing through at 50 miles an hour. You could end up in a serious accident.
Yeah, don't get the idea that, oh, cool, I could go fast now. No, you can't. No,
don't do it.
You can, but you shouldn't. So just don't do that. So, but we've been talking minimum wage, and the reason why is Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville came out with legislation. And this legislation would provide an increase in the state's minimum wage from $7.40 an hour to $8.15 an hour. Now, the interesting thing about this, what it would do is repeal the 50-year-old minimum wage law and replace it with a minimum wage law that allows for that. And I think that part of that, part of this is a good thing. If you want to, you know, let's talk minimum wage. Okay, yeah, we'll bump it to 8.15. That's cool. I think we can be willing to do that. I think the other part about it is let's totally take the politics out of this whole minimum wage debate. If we're so interested in having a minimum wage, that's fine. Set it at 8.15 for this year and then index it to inflation. Index it to inflation so that, all right, you know, it gets a little bit of a bump. And everybody in business knows, okay, we're going to have this cost up ahead. And it's a small, reasonable cost instead of a big one like what they're talking about. Because with the ballot initiative that is trying to be put together, they're still trying to get the signatures they need. This would raise things to $10.10 an hour by the year 2017. In addition, that particular ballot initiative would raise the minimum for those who subsist on tips up to $10.10. Would basically continue to raise it until it got there, totally erasing that. So you didn't end up, everybody got $10.10. But here's the thing, for people that make tips, they can make up to, you know, 15, 16, 18 an hour, depending on where they're working. So it would end up making it for a whole lot more of an expense for restaurants. Now, this particular bill also does raise the rate for those that have it at the tipping wage, if you will. The current hourly rate for that is $2.65. It would raise it to $2.93 an hour. So at least there would be a little something there. I think that there's some sensibility to this. I think there's sensibility to the idea of them doing this. I think the one thing that I find interesting is the way that the opposition to this is approaching it. You know, they've talked about some of the things that the legislature has done, and they're saying, well, wait, they're voting on this and passing this and that. I mean, how more undemocratic can you get? I hate to break it to you, but these people were elected by the people to carry out their task. And their task is to bring up bills and pass them. And that's what they've done. It's called democracy, and it works. But apparently that's undemocratic to the people on the other sides of these debates. You know, I think, you know, it is a wise course to look at this, particularly, you know, on the Republican side of things. They know that a minimum wage ballot initiative is going to bring an awful lot of Democrats to the polls. And, you know, I understand that. It's a shrewd move to be able to do this. And I'll totally admit that that's probably part of why they're doing it. But the other part of it is, I think if you're going to do this, say, look, we're doing this and here's the reason why. And lay it out, okay, you know, we want to make sure that you know what a minimum wage increase will do. Now, this minimum wage increase up to 8.15, calculate it out. It's going to cost so much per restaurant, per business to be able to function on that and maintain what they're doing. And then lay out, okay, $10.10 an hour. Here's what will happen. You will see so many lost jobs. You will see so much of an increase in the price of cereal. You will see so much of an increase in the price of gasoline, which we all need to buy. You'll see so much of an increase in a gallon of milk, and so on and so forth. Lay it out for people so that you can go, okay, are you for a minimum wage increase? Well, most people go, hey, yeah, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, people making more money, it's compassionate, it's the right thing to do. But if you lay it out and say, are you for a minimum wage increase if it means so many jobs are lost and the prices of this, this, and that go up to these specific things? If you do it that way, if you define it out so people will understand that if you raise minimum wage a certain amount, it's going to cause this, then you've got something to be able to point to and say, all right, are you for it? Yes. Are you against it? Okay. Now, I think, you know, with this one, the only tweak I would make is index it to inflation so that we're done here, so that we don't have to have this debate again down the line, so that we can be done with this whole politicizing this, that, and the other, and we can get on with the business that we need to take care of in government, which is making sure the trains run on time, so to speak. What do you think about it? 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Heading to the phones right now so that we can chat with Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. Good luck to Michael tomorrow on his big run there in Grand Rapids.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of having some misgivings on. I don't really see that one of your callers called in a little bit earlier and talked about jobs paying $30 an hour, but unless you're working union, you're not making $30 an hour. So that being said, I don't know. You know, he talked about McDonald's busting their burgers up to $3 for, you know, whatever. I just don't see, you know, the majority of jobs out there don't have, you know, there's the wage cost is not that it's not that large. I don't see that big of an impact. And I do see prices going up a little bit here and there, but, you know, the guys, the people can afford to pay a little bit more might be willing to pay a little bit more to make sure that, and you've made the case that there's not that many people that are the breadwinners of the family making, you know, bringing home enough to feed their family. But I don't know. I'm still on the fence about that. But
well, and Jeff, I think you brought up an interesting point because you talk about, you know, yeah, prices are going to go up, but people would be afford to pay. But afford to be able to afford this stuff. But for those people that do work for, you know, work for that and try and raise a family and do whatever else on minimum wage, if we raise it and prices go up, they're in the same boat that they were before the raise. So it really doesn't solve the problem. I think that's the ultimate point that I've been trying to make all along.
Well, my point on that is that CEOs maybe don't need to be paid you know, millions and millions of dollars to make decisions that you and I do to pay the bills and do this on a daily basis. So, you know, why is somebody that's a CEO that went to Harvard or MBA or whatever and got his MBA making millions of dollars when, you know, that should be trickling down into the, how much money does somebody need?
Well, you know, I can understand the idea of somebody that's a CEO making millions because it's a high-pressure situation. They've got a lot of decisions. And you know, let's look at the GM situation. I mean, you got Mary Barra walking in there, and, you know, immediately she's got to face this whole recall thing. I mean, that's huge. It's high pressure, and that's not for just anybody.
Yeah, but again, once again, I mean, how much does she really need to live on? You know, I understand the whole capitalist system, but the system is broken when you're taking your, you know, when you're outsourcing everything to everywhere else, and you know, and taking that profit and putting it in your own pocketbook. You know, I mean, somebody gives me a $3 million job, I'm going to work 3 months, and I'm going to ask for a layoff and going to retirement.
Well, you'd probably be one of the few people there. But, Jeff, I appreciate your phone call today. Thank you much.
Thanks. You guys do a great job.
All right. 382-4280-877-382-4280. Somebody actually shared a text with us here just a little bit ago, said increasing the minimum wage is like decreasing everyone else's pay. And that's an interesting point that they make there as well, because when you see minimum wage go up, yeah, in some union contracts, those salaries will go up too, but not everybody's salary will go up. So you end up having people that are doing the job that they have been doing, a lot of the middle-class people, making essentially less money because the value of their job has gone down. So 382-4280, heading to the phones, and Tim is standing by. Hi, Tim. Tim, there's Tim.
Tuning in, and I was listening to someone before I came on, and that's a typical Marxist ideology. How much do they really need? Who is he to say how much do they really need, and who is the government to say how much they really need? You know, that's the capitalism society, and then, like you said, the CEOs of companies. I'll tell you what. I wouldn't want their job.
No, I hear you. I mean, that kind of a job is not for anybody. And if they've gone to Harvard or they've gone to one of these places, they've gotten themselves an MBA and they're in the position to make these multi-billion dollar decisions, absolutely pay them millions. I have no problem with that.
Pay them the money because the products get to the market and then people want the products. So,
well, and if they're making the right decisions, they're creating jobs for people, and why not? You know, I think that kind of reward is definitely in line for those people.
Well, this minimum wage thing, for example, the $10.10 an hour, two things. I just heard somebody talking on one of the shows 2 days ago saying up in South Dakota is a fine example that when the government gets out of the way, it's having to take it off up there, and they're paying McDonald's workers $20 an hour without a government mandate.
Tim, I got to run to the break. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. So much to do, so little time. I did promise a movie ticket giveaway, so we're going to be doing that. I do have Howard on the line. We're going to be talking to him here very shortly. But first, some dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia to win a couple of tickets to see Million Dollar Arm, a movie coming out next weekend. It'll be at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Michael, hit us with the question.
All right. What outfielder for the 1968 Detroit Tigers team moved to shortstop for the final 9 games of the regular season and all 7 games of the World Series?
Okay, there you go. If you know the answer to that, you can give us a call at 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You'll be able to answer that and win yourself some tickets to that. Now, we do want to head to the phones. Howard has been standing by. We've been talking about minimum wage. Howard, welcome. Glad you're with us. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, I just had a comment about one of your callers, a couple callers ago about, why is a CEO worth what they're worth, and why do they need to make so much? And it is, it's a matter of net worth and drive. And, nobody in America stopped that gentleman from wanting to go there. He just didn't want to do it himself. Part of the American dream is, okay, if you want that, I mean, there's sacrifices for everything. But by saying, okay, you can only make so much at a certain position, maybe we should say that for professional athletes as well. And I wondered if he would have the same feeling toward that. You know, you've got baseball players making $30 million a year and so on. But nobody seems to complain about that. It's just people who are in business who sacrifice tremendous amount of their time. I'm in business. I'm not in the CEO level or anything like that, but there's a lot of time I'm away from home. I don't get paid a lot of money, but I look at what I do as contributing, just like I'm sure that gentleman did. I just think that there's a lot of class envy brought on by not only this administration, but other parties that are out there with this minimum wage thing. The minimum wage, when I was growing up, was $1.25. We got by. We knew it was a temporary thing, and you went on and found something else. It was never meant to be a living wage, per se.
Sure.
That's my point.
Howard, thanks. I appreciate your phone call. And I think you make an interesting point there. I think a lot of it has to do with the whole idea of class warfare. The whole idea, let's set this class against that class so we can get people to vote for us and for our ideas. It's what politicians have been doing. I think it's sad. I think it's disgusting. I think it shouldn't be done because, you know what? If everybody does a little bit better, then we all do well. So, just my 2 cents worth. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.